This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Years ago, the ozone layer was at the center of many conversations about the urgency of fighting climate change because human activities, namely human-created chemicals, had caused a hole in the ozone layer. There's far less focus on the ozone layer these days, and that's likely because it's well on its way to recovery and faster than expected, according to a new study. Most of the chemicals that damaged the ozone were phased out following the 1987 adoption of the Montreal Protocol, considered the most successful global environmental treaty to date. But one set of gases chosen to temporarily replace those chemicals, hydrochlorofluorocarbons, still destroys ozone, lead study author Luke Western says. But even with HCFs, there is good news. Western and his colleagues found that levels of hydrochlorofluorocarbons in the atmosphere have been falling since 2021. That's particularly noteworthy, as scientists previously predicted the levels would not begin falling until 2026. A catastrophic failure of the St. Mary siphon has flooded parts of the small town of Babb on the east side of Glacier National Park. The failure happened about 9 a.m. Monday morning while Bureau of Reclamation personnel were examining a crack in a century-old siphon, or pipe, that is a piece of infrastructure used to divert water from the St. Mary River to the North Fork of the Milk River. The St. Mary River siphon is made of a pair of 90-inch riveted steel barrels that traverse a 3,200-foot section of the St. Mary Valley to divert water to the North Fork of the Milk River. The Milk River Joint Board of Control posted on Twitter, "Thankfully, no one was hurt, but the damage is extensive," the post reads. The canal was shut down prior to the failure, but the hillside, Hook's Hideaway Bar, hotel, and roping arena have all been significantly impacted with the water. In addition to causing localized property damage, the flooding may pose public safety risks. A post on the Blackfeet Nation Blackfeet Tribal Business Council's Facebook page urges residents to stay out of the area and refrain from all river activities for at least a week. The Bureau of Reclamation said about 600 cubic feet of water per second were running through the canal when the siphon gave way. The older of the two barrels that comprised the siphon was built in 1915. Issues associated with buckling, seepage, and corrosion have challenged project managers for decades. Video of the breach shows a flap of old metal and water pouring out of the pipe structure. Diversions have been stopped, but rushing, violent water, and flooding are expected to continue for as long as 24 to 36 hours while the canal drains. The Bureau of Reclamation said that repair and replacement will begin as soon as it is safe to do so. In a release, the Bureau said, "The bipartisan infrastructure law was designed to mitigate events like this by allocating $8.3 billion for the Bureau of Reclamation to repair aging water delivery systems, secure dams, complete rural water projects, and protect aquatic ecosystems," the agency said. Importantly, the bipartisan infrastructure law included $100 million earmarked for the Milk River project. Much of that allocation was likely to be used to rehabilitate the St. Mary's Diversion Dam, which funnels water from Lower St. Mary Lake into the St. Mary Canal. A Bozeman-based construction company recently received an $88 million contract to repair parts of the dam and canal and was expected to begin construction next month with a forecasted 2027 completion date. The St. Mary siphon and diversion dam are aging infrastructure and had been slated for repair and replacement for years. In 2020, a concrete structure on the 29-mile St. Mary Canal collapsed, depriving some irrigators along the High Line of water for several months. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.